What's happening?
Sue doing.
What's Sue doing? I don't know. Why?
Yeah.
Oh, she's carrying boxes out of her house, isn't she? And pushing them into the back of her car.
The boxes. Oh, postman's coming.
And the postman's coming as well?
Yes, too.
Goodness me. Well, you better stand there then and watch him, haven't you?
To his house. Go to his house.
I'm just going to boil the kettle, Thomas, while you're standing there.
To his house.
Is he coming to Thomas's house?
Yes, it'd be nice.
He's coming to Thomas's house, is he?
A big noise.
There will be a big noise, yes, if you put something through the letterbox, won't there?
All right.
It's the day that the newspapers are collected as well, isn't it? It's recycling day. Everybody's got their bin bags out, look. The sun's shining, but it's not really very warm.
Thomas's house.
Going to Thomas's house, but Ray's got his shorts on, hasn't he?
Goodbye.
You be careful. Where's he gone now? Oh, here he is, look. Here he is. Good morning. Did he wave at you?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, what's that?
Letterbox.
I think he must have gone to put something through Brian and Linda's door. Yes? You can hear Alice barking.
Thomas's house too.
Look, he's going across the grass now. I don't think we'll see him now.
The bin. See? Check.
Did you say check?
Yes.
Check.
The box in.
No, I don't think you can see him now, Thomas. He's delivered to Brian and Linda, and he's gone now, hasn't he?
Thomas's house too.
Thomas's house too. Are you going to go and see what he's brought for us?
Yes, I picked it.
Then pick it up, that's right. Look, oh gosh, three things this morning.
Yes, a letterbox and Ray come.
Thank you, letterbox Ray come. There's one addressed to Mummy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, one addressed to you.
Daddy's.
And a catalogue. Thomas Sykes, 41 Shevington Drive, Eaton Mersey, Stockport. They haven't put Cheshire and they haven't put the postcode, so it might not be somebody who knows you all that well.
Who's this?
Well, I don't think it's anything very, very nice. Oh, look at that. Baptism anniversary, St John's Church, Eaton Mersey. Wishing you every blessing on the anniversary of your baptism from your friends at St John's Church. Now, isn't that funny? Because we've never ever had that before. It was 2 years on Sunday since you were christened Thomas Henry. Do you remember when we went to church, there was a christening on Sunday, and I said, exactly 2 years ago, this was you and you were only 5 months old.
Yes.
Look at you now, big boy, two years and 5 months. Isn't that lovely?
Thanks, Thomas.
That's really nice, isn't it?
Church.
Yeah, so we'll have to put this on the mantelpiece, and then when Grandma and Grandad come, they'd like to see that.
And write a letter box.
Yes, let's keep that really safe, because this is ever so special, isn't it? Right, shall we see what's in Mummy's envelope?
Yes.
Mummy's doesn't look nicely handwritten like yours, though.
Delicious.
The 11th of September, Mummy's the 11th of September, Thomas. It's the 14th today, 13th Monday, 12th. It was on Saturday. It was posted on Saturday. So we should have got it on Monday, shouldn't we?
Wait,
Tom. Wait, stop. Oh, Mummy's can go straight in the recycling bag, Thomas, because it's not anything I want. When you next see Marcus, you'll have to thank him, won't you? When you see the vicar, you'll have to say thank you, Marcus.
The vicar said, tried on the bum, I said!
Oh, are you thinking about the christening on Sunday? No, the baby didn't bump its head, Thomas. The vicar just put some water, just a little bit of water on his head.
No, well,
it was her head. No, it wasn't hot. It was on Abigail's head. It wasn't hot. She was just a little bit surprised. If he was sleeping and somebody came along with cold water and went whoosh, whoosh, on your head, I think you'd cry, wouldn't you?
Oops.
Yes. You're going to have your hair cut, aren't you, at the barber's?
This family, animal.
Thanks, I think you better keep that as well to show Grandma and Grandad. Because it's not your birthday and it's not Christmas, but somebody sent
you
a card through the post. How about getting in a chair for breakfast? Because where are we going this morning?
I'm in the sea, and it came off.
Yes, it came off, didn't it? This is the thing that we put on the patio door to stop you trapping your fingers, and it fell off yesterday. Are you going to pop in your chair, please, Thomas?
No.
Come on, breakfast time, and then we can go to playgroup.
Get finger.
It will get your fingers, yes, if you pull the door across without that on.
Thomas doing now.
What's Thomas doing now? I'd like to think.
Carrying a ladder.
Carrying a ladder?
Yes, the money. Oh dear.
Oh dear, have you fallen over?
Yes. Knit.
Oh, thank you. 2 monies, thank you. You're putting some money in my pocket.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thomas' pocket. Monies.
Thomas' pocket, are you putting some in your pocket?
Yeah.
You've got your pyjamas on, I don't think you've got any pockets, have you?
No. Trouble.
Oh dear, it's the trouble because you've got no pockets in your pyjamas.
Down. The money. Training the money. Two. Training the money.
Are you going to have a cup of tea with Mummy like you did yesterday?
Train.
What about cornflakes? Would you like milk on them or not?
No.
No.
Mummy takes it.
Well, Mummy might have some as well. Yes.
What's in the box? It's the lemon tree. tray to me.
Right, well, you sit in your chair and I'll pass the tray to you. Oops, steady on, steady on. Here you are, tray and tea.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no. He wants tray and lemonade.
Come on, because then Purdy can have her breakfast. If you sit in your chair... No, come on, I'm not that clean with you this morning, Tom. Come on, listen, we've got to go to playgroup. We've got to be all in a rush.
Give me a
minute. Tom, why don't you sit still? Oh, you're a silly Billy. Aren't you a silly Billy?
Rose doing.
What's Thomas doing? You're having a paddy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, now you've got your train on the floor. Come on, let's pick it up. Come on, let's let Purdy in. Come on, Purdy. Listen, Thomas, if we're not ready on time, we're not going. Thomas, what? Envelope? Well, there's your envelope. You can have it. Just so we should show it to Grandma. That's for Joe. Not that one, that's for Joe. That's your envelope. Some black currant juice, or would you like a cup of tea with Mummy?
No, no, no.
What would you like?
Did you dip? Oh no.
Oh dear, what have you done?
No sit up. Oh no.
No sit up. What have you done? Fallen over Mummy's shoes?
No sit up. Oh no. Oh no! Must it up? Must it up? No, no.
No. At the table, Tom. Listen. Thomas, if we're not ready, if we're not ready at 9 o'clock, we're not going. Sit in your chair.
I don't drink.
Cornflakes, but you've got to sit at the table.
Sorry, Teddy.
That's right, you're giving Purdy a love. Would you like a little bit of tea in that mug?
Yes, I did. Purdy. Purdy's doing now.
Purdy's wondering why you're not sitting in your chair.
What done alone?
Yeah, she's wondering what's going on.
Lost a dip. The boom. Said. Oh,
I think Purdy probably thinks you're silly, don't you?
Oh, then you boom. Mum's head.
Poodie's probably thinking, what's a silly belly for not sitting in his chair?
Blood on it. Daddy to be. And a little. Oh, Purdy. The tail.
She has got a big tail, hasn't she?
Baby nose. Baby nose.
She got a big nose?
No, no big nose. Baby.
No big nose, a baby nose.
Baby nose.
Well, I'm starting my breakfast, Thomas.
Oh dear!
If we're not ready, we're not going. If you want to come to playgroup, you need to have your breakfast quickly.
Mummy, Oh no, duck!
You stuck? What have you done? Put your foot underneath the radiator.
No, yes.
I don't think it's really stuck, is it?
No. No, sit up.
No, oh. Sit up.
No. Oh, no. You bat it. The tail. Show the tail.
No, Thomas, don't tell the tail. She doesn't like that.
Oh. The food.
And listen, if you start touching Purdy, you're going to have your hands washed before you touch food, aren't you? Right, come along, Puss. You have your breakfast, and then Thomas can have his. There you are.
The best dog. A boom. It's his.
You bumped your head again. You're going to get
It's a bad
mum. You bumped your head. You're really going to have a bad headache if you're not careful, aren't you? My cornflakes are really nice.
You want cornflakes too?
Well, you're not eating yours, are you?
Oops.
Oh, Thomas, please be careful of your head.
Oops, a big aeroplane.
A big aeroplane, can you hear it?
Yeah, I don't know. A big one.
Is it not a big one?
No, a baby one.
A baby one. We can't see it, can we?
We'll see it. You'll see it, the baby one.
In your chair, please. Go and pick your envelope up and we can have a look at that.
Here on, Lily.
Look at that. What does it say?
Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Now.
I don't think we're going to go out this morning. Because you can't go out without your breakfast and you're not eating your breakfast and we're not going to be ready on time, Thomas. Well, if you get a new chair, then we can go to playgroup, can't we?
No! Not for.
Is it big playgroup this morning?
No! Not in a little church. Very big playgroup.
Big playgroup? Big playgroup?
No! Big one. Story time!
That's right, you have story time now at your playgroup.
Mm-hmm. more. Mamma mia.
But you got to sit in your chair, Thomas.
Not really.
Why don't you sit in your chair and get the driver, the train driver, some cornflakes?
Yes, up and up the cab, sure.
Yeah, and your horse.
Shall I still? No, it's a dip. No. No fit. Yes, better.
Not better.
Sit in the chair. Oh, no, no, reach.
Well, you sit in your chair, then you can reach, can't you? What's the matter, Puss?
Oh dear. But he needs cornflakes.
No, Purdy doesn't eat cornflakes, Thomas, no.
Get food.
She eats food, yes, but not your cornflakes. Mummy used to have a pussycat when she was a little girl, and it used to have cornflakes and milk every morning.
Little Purdy.
But Purdy doesn't seem to like them. She likes the milk at the end of the cornflakes. But she doesn't really like the cornflakes themselves. Dear, are you sneezing?
I don't think it's my nose. A tissue?
Are you sneezing because you've been near Purdy? Mummy sneezes when she's been near Purdy.
The tiny little dog. Purdy. The rest of me, goodness. Hello.
Right, Pussy, what do you want to do, sweetheart? Think she wants to go out? Look, the children are going to school, Thomas.
No.
And Sue's going to work. Can you come and have a look at Sue?
That's the little box she's held on.
Yes, look, she's just getting into a car. Have to be quick. I think all the cars must be misted up this morning because Daddy had to wipe his windows, didn't he, before he set off. And Sue's having to wipe her car. And can you see that big blue gas van over there? The gas man's van.
Daddy's off.
Who's driving off?
The truck. That's it. Driving.
Oh, taxi driving off, yes.
You driving.
Sue got in her car now?
Yes. What's this had on?
Boxes all done. Yes, she'd loaded a lot of boxes into her car, hadn't she?
Backwards now.
Is she reversing out of her drive? You're going to wave? Has she gone?
Yes.
Where's she gone?
Stockport? Yes.
Well, I think she's gone to work.
Where?
She works at the university, doesn't she? She works with computers, Thomas.
Mm-mm.
The computer department.
Mm-mm.
Lots of big computers there, aren't there? Oh, I think the paper lorry's coming round now. The recycling lorry.
Mm-mm.
Can you hear it?
Mm-mm.
I think it's got a lot of houses to go to before it gets to us, though. So all the old newspapers and magazines.
And they're all done.
Yes, when they're all done, when we've read them, we put them into a big white bag, don't we? And then every 2 weeks...
Maybe truck dog.
The mum comes round with his truck.
Williams. Oh!
Oh, who's that?
The ginger pussy cat.
The ginger pussy cat?
No, Thomas.
You're talking about the gas man in his big blue van?
Yes, I'll drive it.
Is he getting inside ready to drive it?
Shut down. Got a cap. Oops, Lions.
No, you're not watching the lions, Tom.
Oh. Lions.
That's right, you can look at the video box. Thomas?
No, not yet.
Pardon?
About a minute.
You'll be back in a minute? Might be too late then. You can't go out without eating, Thomas. You'll be hungry when you get there.
A big playgroup.
Yes, but there's nothing to eat there, is there? And you're going to be hungry, and then we'll have to come home because you'll be hungry.
Two plums. Mm-mm.
Two plums? There won't be anything. There won't be any plums. There'll be nothing there.
No, I can't.
You've got to get dressed yet. Are you looking out for the paper lorry, Thomas?
No, not. No, I see it.
You can't see it?
No. Don't. Be.
What else can you see through the window? Thomas, get down, please.
What then, my
get down.
We are all
there you are, pussy.
In the pussy. Pussy, pussy.
She's finished that little bit of food that was on her plate because we put some biscuits on it and she's eaten that. Have you just given her a clean plate with fresh food?
Thomas, nice treat. Thomas. My too. My too.
No, because it'll disturb Purdy, won't it? What are we doing today? What are we going to do today? Play group. Well, only if you're quick, Thomas. We're in a rush.
And we are a bit of shopping.
And then what's happening? You're supposed to be going to see Grandma and Grandad, aren't you?
What a funny noise.
What a funny noise. Do you know what it was? It was the toaster going pop, poppity pop. So Grandma and Grandad are coming, aren't they?
Oopsie dear.
Oopsie dear, don't kiss Betty.
No.
No. Oh, I thought you might want me kissing you, Betty, when you had a one.
Don't kiss.
Just a second.
I'm leaving there.
That's right, you leave the envelope there and we know where it is. It's in a safe place, isn't it? A white envelope, and did you see what kind of stamp it had on it?
The items.
White envelope, and it had a little blue stamp on it. That's your name at the top, and the rest is your address, it's where you live. You used to be able to say 41 Sugar Plum Drive, I've not heard you say that for a long time.
No. Change.
We live at number 41. But we catch number 42 buses, is that right?
Yes, dear.
Mummy keeps wandering around with the microphones, doesn't she? Because you keep wandering around. I've got you now, your booster seat. I know where you are, you're at the table.
No, I've hold it.
Oh, no, you can't hold it. No. Pop it up there. And you tell me if that green light goes off. And the same with this one, we put this one up here. And if you see the green light go off, you must tell me.
More green light,
that's right. Two green lights. Would you like milk on those? Are you alright?
No, on it.
Milk on it?
Purdy off.
Purdy, well, she doesn't seem very happy with her food, does she? She's not really eating a lot. There we are. Let's just see if you want some more.
More. Oh dear. More.
There you are. Would you like some more?
Yes.
A drop more.
Drop more.
Birdie will finish up whatever milk's left, won't she? There's a red sports car setting off now, look. Inside today at playgroup because the last few weeks we went in the summer in July we were outside, weren't we? And do you remember that big bouncy castle?
Yes.
Well, there won't be one there today. That was a special one for the party, wasn't it? But you remember going on it?
Big white van, I think.
That's right, yes, a big white van came, didn't it? At the end of the party, at the end of the teddy bear's picnic, a big white van came and it took down the bouncy castle.
Jones.
And Bethany was at playgroup, but Bethany won't be going anymore because she's moved now. Bethany moved to Macclesfield.
Son Isabel.
Sonia and Isabel are over there, yes. And Lynn will be there with Charlotte.
Ben.
No, Ben's gone to nursery.
Charlotte.
We only really see Ben on the holidays, don't we? Because he goes to the nursery. We see him on Friday afternoons at the Beehive.
Beehive.
That's if he still goes.
What's doing now?
And we don't think we'll see your friend Michael. You're banging, that's what you do. Because Michael's mummy had a baby, didn't she?
Mm-mm.
A few weeks ago. I don't know whether she'll manage to get to Toddsbury. Toast, would you like a little piece of toast?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Mm-mm. With Marmite on it, look. Don't bang, Thomas. Don't, please don't bang. I don't like it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, look. What's happening? The bin bag men. Well, it's recycling day. It's paper day.
Paper day.
Did you see the men running?
Yeah.
They were running like Dimitri runs when she runs to change the tape over when we're doing a video. They're running, aren't they? Running to collect the bags. Running to put them in the van. You see them? Oh, three men.
More pop.
Yes, the toaster just gone pop. Oh, it's set on a soft barking. Look.
All done about the van.
All done, they're getting back in the van.
Yeah.
They're working hard today. They're collecting rubbish from Sue's house, paper from Sue's house, aren't they? Off they go. There.
Where's the quiet van?
The quiet van. I can see somebody outside. Somebody that Purdy wouldn't be very happy about. She knew he was there. Look. Who's that? Can you see the ginger pussycat? You're whispering a lot, aren't you?
Just please.
Just please. There you are, there's some toast. Would you like another drink?
Yes, that. You'll get some in.
That currant. Look what's happened to your beaker. Here it is. Here we are. I don't know whether Joe and Becky will be going this morning, Thomas, because Becky's had chicken pox and I know she's better. But she's still got some little spots, hasn't she?
Chicken pox, too.
Chicken pox, yes, she's got chicken pox. And who else has got chicken pox?
Jake Jimmy. Chicken pox.
No, not Jake Jimmy, Jake Kelly.
Jenny.
You've got two friends, Jake Jimmy and Jake Kelly, and it's Jake Kelly with chicken pox. And you'll probably get chicken pox just as we're going on holiday. Oh dear, what a mess. Having a good long drink. You thirsty?
Thirsty.
Thirsty. Are you going to stay at Grandma and Grandad's house?
No.
What are you going to do there?
Barbers.
Going to the barbers? Are you going to have your hair cut at Grandad's barbers? Mummy had her hair cut at the weekend, didn't she? Really short.
Not dry, Mummy.
I didn't cry, no.
That was dry too.
Thomas cried too. No, you mustn't cry. When Mummy got out of the car on Saturday to go to the hairdressers, you were telling her not to cry, weren't you? I didn't. I'm ever so brave, Thomas. I didn't cry at all. I don't think either of us can talk. I'm eating toast, you're drinking juice.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Doesn't seem many weeks, Thomas, since we were sitting outside having our breakfast, does it?
My breakfast.
Breakfast?
Morning.
It's still very sunny. I'm sure if we had a cardigan on or a jumper, we could sit outside still. We sit outside for lunch sometimes, don't we? It's just a bit chilly first thing in the morning.
Not dark.
It's not dark, no.
No, not dark. Purdy's off.
Purdy? I think she's probably gone back upstairs.
The table.
Is that nice toast?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Mummy's got to go to the dentist again, hasn't she?
What's this?
That ginger pussycat's just looking at me. Purdy's got green eyes, but that cat has sort of golden yellow eyes.
Yellow eyes. But then yellow.
Cats usually have green eyes. Or sometimes blue eyes. A lot of white cats have blue eyes.
Blue eyes.
What colour eyes has Thomas got? Big, brown, gorgeous eyes. Yeah, it's like that. Oh, pardon you. You might have beautiful big brown eyes, but you've got naughty table manners. What do you say?
Excuse me
what?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, please.
Please.
Good boy, that's better. Isn't it?
Mm-mm. Oh dear.
Steady now. You had Marmite on that piece of toast. Would you like some jam on this one?
No. Strange. Jam. And this.
There you are, can you reach the trains?
Okay.
What would you like, darling? To hold Marmite? But it's a very heavy jar. Be careful, it's a big jar. It's the biggest in the shop. Look, that blue van's driving off.
Ooh.
It's a glass jar, isn't it? So if you drop it, what will happen?
Lid off.
The lid on. You can't take the lid off.
Fall the lid off.
If that's right, it'll smash, it'll fall and the lid will come off. Oh dear, what a mess.
And there. This is a big one.
It's a big heavy one, isn't it? Yeah.
Heavy.
Yes, this jar of jam's quite heavy as well. But I think the Marmite jar's heavier because the jam jar's nearly empty. Whoops, steady, just about eating all the jam.
Oh dear.
But the Marmite's a new jar. It's very heavy. Are you kissing it?
Yes.
You like Marmite?
Yes.
My mate Marmite, that's what the advert says. My mate Marmite. There you are.
Right,
should we put it over here with the jam?
Broken off the dribble now.
It's broken off the dribble now. What's happened? Has the carriage come away from the train?
There's
a mess. There's a mess, yes, all different pieces of Lego on the table. So I'm sure you can put them together again quite easily, can't you?
Dribble.
The trouble?
Yes.
Oh dear, Thomas. Got a cough?
No fruit on it. No fruit.
No fruit. Would you like some fruit?
No, straight on it.
Would you like apples or grapes?
Peach.
I'm sorry, sweetheart, you have some peaches. Yesterday we haven't got any peaches, have we? There it is.
This?
It's all part of the train, isn't it?
Sing to me now, let me. Sing to me.
Do a train for me.
Oh no.
Oh dear, have you dropped it?
Oh dear.
Are you going to eat anything else, Thomas? Oh, that cup of tea is nice. It's nearly cold, but it's still nice. I didn't see the ginger pussycat go away, but he's not there anymore. I think when he realised we were watching him, he wasn't very happy, was he?
Banana eyes.
Poor old ginger puss.
Good job.
That's the pussycat that fights with Purdy.
Purdy's.
It's not nice, is it, fighting?
The Purdy's.
Is it a big bang, wasn't it?
Yes, oh no.
I was trying to shut the dishwasher and my hand slipped and I nearly slammed the door.
Shh.
we won't see the Teletubbies this morning. Because we'll be out, won't we, before they start. There you are, there are 9 grapes then. I've cut them into 2.
9 grapes.
So you've got 18 grapes.
9 grapes.
9 grapes?
Mm-mm.
Did you say mind the grapes or my grapes?
9 grapes.
9 grapes? Are they yours?
No.
Or are they mine?
Mine.
Mine? They're mine? Can I have one, please? Or are they yours?
Mine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Tom. That's lovely. You're a kind boy, aren't you, sharing? Daddy was laughing at you this morning because he asked you a question and you said, You didn't say yes, you didn't say no, you went,
Daddy laughed.
Did he laugh, didn't he?
What?
If you'd like some more grapes, just ask, won't you? Because we've got plenty this morning. At least it's not raining. Because it's quite a long walk, isn't it, that we have to do to get to the playgroup. It's all the way up that steep hill.
Uphill.
And it's hard work for Mummy pushing the pushchair. It's nice coming home. It's all downhill coming home, isn't it? So I'll just set the ironing board up here.
The ironing board,
that's right.
What's this?
The ironing board.
Ironing board.
And what do we do on the ironing board? Pluck the iron in, do some ironing. Is that what we're going to do, some ironing? The iron's like the cooker, isn't it? The oven. And the kettle.
No.
Very hot. When it's plugged in and working, it's very hot. You haven't got to touch it, or you get burnt. We don't want that, do we?
No. Purdy,
I think Purdy's gone upstairs.
Oh dear.
She's been out really from about 6 o'clock this morning, hasn't she?
Oh dear!
She's come in, had a breakfast, and she's gone upstairs. And I think I heard her jumping into the window, the bedroom window, a few minutes ago. She spends hours in the window, doesn't she? She's like you.
No.
Nosy. Thomas and Purdy and Mummy are all nosy, aren't they? We all spend a lot of time looking at the window. Mummy's forgotten to turn the iron on, Thomas. Here I am, ironing away. Would you like some more grapes?
Yes, thanks.
Yes, thanks.
Yes, thanks.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
see, I'm making a hissing noise. Can you hear it? Oh, Thomas, what do you say?
Yes, please.
Good boy. That's better, isn't it?
More
grapes.
Yes, please.
There you are, darling. Enjoy them.
Yeah.
Mummy's got to iron a blouse to wear this morning.
Mm-mm.
We did a lot of ironing, didn't we, yesterday? Not a lot of ironing. What am I talking about? A lot of washing. Because it wasn't dry.
What? Dry?
And we did some ironing last night when you'd gone to bed, but she couldn't do a lot because there were still things that needed to be dried. Are you going to wear your nice stripy dungarees today?
Mm-mm.
I think we'll put them on, Thomas, because they've got fairly short legs and it's a nice sunny morning.
Mm-mm. Stripes.
Pardon?
White stripes.
Stripes, yes. White stripes, green stripes and blue stripes. And in a few days' time, or weeks' time, it might be very cool. And you won't be able to wear them, will you?
No.
You might be able to fit into them next year because they're quite large on you. It depends how quickly you grow. You're still wearing shorts and t-shirts this summer that you were wearing last summer.
Last summer.
Last summer, but all the dungarees that you had last summer were too small. Mind you, we're going to Spain, aren't we, in a few weeks? 2 weeks' time, so it should be nice and warm there, and you'll be able to wear your summer clothes a little bit longer. But let me look, and then you'll be back into long trousers and jumpers, and going out with hats and scarves and gloves and coats and boots. Remember that story?
Mm-mm.
Tom and Pippo went for a walk with a mummy, didn't they? And it was very cold, and Mummy told Tom he had to wrap up warm. So Tom then told Pippo that he had to dress warmly as well, otherwise he'd catch a cold. And they went out, didn't they, for their walk, and when they came back... Oh, I think they fell, didn't they? Didn't they fall in the mud? So when they got home, Tom had to go in the bath, and Pippo, the toy monkey, was given a bath in the kitchen sink by Tom's mummy. So they'd both come in from that cold walk, they'd both had a nice warm bath, and then what did they do?
Sat fire, Tom.
They sat fire. They sat in front of a hot fire, and what did they do?
Drink.
They had what?
Drink.
A warm drink. That's right, they sat in front of the fire and had a warm drink. You remember that story, don't you?
Mm-mm. No, again.
Again?
Yes.
You want to hear the same story again?
Mm-mm.
I'm sure there's lots of other stories. There was a story about them going to the supermarket. They went shopping, didn't they? Because Tom said Pippa liked to go shopping. And he asked for all sorts. He went to the cheese counter and said, could he have a little piece of cheese for his toy monkey? And the cheese counter man, whatever a cheese counter man's called, gave him a little piece of cheese. But he didn't give it to Pippo, did he? He ate it himself. And he did the same with the greengrocer. Did he go and ask for a nice, ripe, juicy plum?
Yes, please.
Yes, please, but he didn't give it to Pippo, did he? He ate it himself.
Nope, I should kick.
there's a story about the sledge, and there's a story about going to the moon, and one about the dog, and playing in the mud, and helping Daddy, and one about Daddy reading books, and what others I can't remember. But you do like the one about the warm drink, don't you? And they sat down together by the fire and had...
warm drink?
The warm drink, that's right. Mummy's nearly finished ironing now. And just do one more t-shirt. And I think we can put the iron away, can't we, for today?
No, I don't want.
And when we come home from playgroup, we've got to do some packing.
Packing?
And to stay at Grandma and Grandad's house. The last time you went, you took shorts and trunks and swimming things and a bucket of spray, didn't you, so that you could go to the beach?
I'm going to the beach.
I don't know whether it's going to be warm enough to do that this time.
No.
I think we'd better take your Wellingtons and then you can help Grandad in the garden, can't you, water his plants? You like helping Grandad in the garden?
Do a Sharon.
That's right, you'll see David and Sharon. Uncle David and Auntie Sharon. And what has Uncle David got in his house?
A big blue truck.
A big blue truck? Well, he has got a big blue truck, but it's not in his house, is it?
No.
What do you go and see when you go and see David and Sharon? What does Uncle David say? Thomas, would you like to go and have a look at my fish? You go inside and have a look, don't you? That's a big fish tank. Lots of lovely coloured fish swimming around. Right.
Hold on now.
Hold on now.
The tank.
All done now, Thomas.
Hold on.
Just unplug the iron there. I mustn't touch that now because it'll still be very hot for quite a while, won't it? Are you going to look and see when the green lights go out?